This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tim Kirkchick.
Amazing. And, I mean, I always said, I was like, I don't believe he's done. I don't believe Tito's done. You believe Tito's done? I wouldn't hold it against him, by the way, if he came back and managed in baseball.
I kind of thought he was.
Now, let me ask you.
By watching him, just his body deteriorated over time. I mean, every year we would get these stories about, hey, he's feeling good again. And then you'd see him walk out to the mound by, I don't know, June and go, whoa, is he going to make it through the year?
It kind of looked like he'd like to send somebody else out there. I'm like, hey, do my bidding, please. I wouldn't hold it against him. Let me ask you one thing, though. If you won a World Series with another team, would you hold that against him? That's an unfair question.
Are they American League or National League?
I would say the Diamondbacks, so National League.
Okay.
You wouldn't hold that against him?
Well, no. You know what? I think at some point, It's time to move on, right?
Yeah, well, that's all I ask. We don't need to belabor it.
Maybe you'd have, and it's a different look. Tito is not Bill Belichick, but I wonder if Patriots fans, even if they loved Bill Belichick for all those years, and rightfully so, at some point, enough is enough. At some point, you're ready to get a new perspective on things. Listen to the Pittsburgh Steelers fans with Mike Tomlin, and Mike Tomlin's won a Super Bowl. And he's never been below 500. They're done with him. Not because he's a bad coach. They don't think he's a bad coach. They might in the moment think he's a bad coach in the moment, but they know overall he's a respected good coach. But it's time to see a new way of doing things.
The difference is between the sports, though. NFL, it feels like coaches only coach maybe two or at the most three places, right? As a head coach. Major League Baseball, the good managers, they manage 15 ball clubs, and they're all 80. I mean, La Russa was, and that did not end well.
No, it didn't. It ended very poorly.
Dusty Baker, 80s? Five stops.
Yeah.
But Dusty was good his last
Jim
chance.
Jim Leland, I remember him in 20 different. Lou Piniella, I remember him in 20 different uniforms.
Because in baseball like that, you mentioned Jim Leland. They seem to get better with Jack McKeon. They seem to get better with age.
Four stops for McKeon.
La Russa is like the only one I would say, like, oh, God, that ended terribly.
Probably should have just ended in St. Louis and let it be.
I'm sure there's other ones that ended terribly. I mean, you can go back to Casey Stengel. Like, it just seems like, a little bit older for whatever reason. Like, in other sports, we want him to be younger to resonate with the players. A little bit older, it seems to go okay in that final stop. That's nothing against Stephen Vogt. I'm not even making a comparison there. But, again, I'm not going to hold it over him because some of it, you got to admit, some of it's a lot on the players and some of it's a little bit on luck and a lot of other things that happen. You got to put it all together. And I think it's harder than ever to win a World Series. I think it's harder, especially because we always bring up the haves and have-nots. All right, well, the Dodgers, they won a World Series and they spend $300 million plus on their payroll. But at the same time, they won a World Series in a 60-game shortened season. So I can't say that much about it. You'd say what you want to about the Astros, but you see what the Texas Rangers were able to build. So, yes, it's absolutely possible. Part of that is frustrating because you never know when you're going to really compete, but you try to make your team competitive every single year to see whether or not, all right, the heavens will open up. This year's finally our year. One more thing. We got to get back to the Browns. We got to get back to the draft. We got to get back to the Cavs. Reggie Bush got his Heisman back yesterday. Now, we extrapolated it where Mitch had said, is there a sports wrong that you would want to be righted? And you immediately went to the Jim Tressel well. I will tell you.
And the Jim O'Brien.
If
Final Four well.
Jim O'Brien, that was something else.
Scooney Penn team.
Named a cat after Jim O'Brien. So I would have, Reggie Bush loses his Heisman. Got it back. What could they reinstate with Jim Tressel? What could the NCAA do with him? Could they give him his wins back?
12 wins, a Sugar Bowl, and man, he got suspended in the NFL too.
Is that a way? But the NFL picks and chooses when they want to work.
Yeah, what are they doing with Harbaugh?
I don't know if Jim Harbaugh Harbaugh have anything.
Can somebody help
me? I don't even pay attention to the NCAA violations.
Not yet, but
they're not going to suspend Jim Harbaugh.
So they did it to Jim Tressel as a film. What was his job title?
He's an analyst. He was an analyst.
As an analyst, and he did get suspended, didn't he? So,
but he was on an active suspension from the NCAA, right?
Right, which could still happen. Why has that not been a story on whether or not the Chargers might need to have an assistant coach take over the team for a little bit?
I don't think that's...
They set the precedent. Goodell was the commissioner.
I don't think it matters to him. I don't think it matters to anybody there. They make up their own rules. So you could be as upset... I mean, you kind of took it away from me here because I was kind of...
Yeah,
you
sorry,
guys always... because you made me sit there and defend Jim Harbaugh, which I'm not trying to defend Jim Harbaugh.
It was stupid at the time, and it would be stupid now if they suspended Harbaugh at the NFL level. I'm in agreement with you.
Fair.
I'm just saying the precedent is out there.
So the precedent is out there. What I'm trying to get to is this, damn it, is the reason I am no longer the most psychotic Ohio State fan out there, because I was. If you guys think, you guys probably like it better this way, that I'm not an Ohio State fan.
Are you saying you left the set of Heavenly Claws and went right to watch the Buckeyes?
Yes. No, because it was April. Maybe the spring game.
Spring game, yeah.
But I loved Ohio State more than all of them. I loved Ohio State more than all of them combined. That's how much I loved Ohio State football at one point in my life. And it was like from childhood all the way up. And when Jim Tressel, you don't even understand. I mean, I was like, they're railroading Jim. How could they do this? Gene Smith needs to go, not Jim. Like, I was upset.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Senator, the vest, the whole thing. And when they let him go, I went, you know what? I go to Akron. I don't need to be involved in any of this. At that time, I was like, I went to Akron. I like Akron. I like Akron. It's like, they've always been my second favorite. But I'm like, well, why can't Akron just be my first? I went to Akron. I paid money to go to Akron. They need all the fans they can get. Let me go be an Akron fan. And then not just being an Akron fan because it's football and, you know, I hope that Akron turns in an above 500 season. That would be nice. But I end up being an enjoyer of all the college football programs out there to the point where it annoys Tone. And I think that is the thing that saves me from just going way down deep into the gully is where, yeah, I like all the teams except I don't hate Ohio State. I do not, but I'm not an Ohio State fan. If Jim gets his wins back, should I come back to the fold?
No, I mean, yeah, it means nothing
to me. I got some Ohio State stuff still left over in my office. I still have my note.
Will you be reinstated as a Buckeyes fan?
Well, if Jim gets reinstated with his wins, should you reinstate me as a Buckeyes fan, Anthony?
I mean, fine. They would get another.
Don't just say yeah, fine. I want to know an answer.
They get another win over Michigan, which I don't think any Ohio State fan has ever not credited to Jim Tressel. They won 37-7, dominating performance, by the way.
So you don't even seem enthused. Not even if it were against my will. Even if you were to go, well, you know what? Now that wrong's been righted, and so now you have to be an Ohio State fan. And if I were kicking and screaming, you wouldn't even want me to.
Yeah, part of it is I just think it happened so long ago, and no Ohio State fan really cared in the end because it led to what? It led to one bad year with Luke Fickell in just a bizarro year.
Mm-hmm.
And then it led to a national championship in 2014 with Urban Meyer.
See, that's...
So that's the way it cleansed a lot of this. And I like Jim Tressel. He will... In the rest of my life, there will not be a more beloved figure because I was on campus covering that Ohio State team. He was someone who I learned football from.
Yeah.
I watched him draw plays for the media.
Yeah.
I the guy, when I went to Parkersburg, took the time to small talk with me while I was fixing a camera to try to interview him one time, and I was sweating bullets and thought that my career was coming to an end. I will forever love Jim Tressel. There's nothing you can ever say bad about Jim Tressel to me. So... I never understood. Like, I remember Dennis Dodd came on the radio and said,
"You guys had it out."
I got into it with him.
I remember
Dennis Dodd thought it was like one of the biggest offenses ever to happen. He lied to the NCAA investigators, and I'm like, "Yeah, guess what? 100% of coaches in that situation are lying to investigators."
I love the Dodd father, but that was a little bit weird that he did.
I like
that.
Him too. I think he was.
I used to have him on CBS Sports Radio. All
I think
the time.
He was so wrong on that. And looking back, it does seem silly now that all of it went down.
Yeah,
for Ohio State fans. They will always say it worked out for Ohio State.
But let me tell you this.
It sucked to lose Tressel, but it worked out. They got Urban Meyer. They got an even better, at that time, a better football coach.
It's gotten to the point where I think that we as radio show hosts have beaten everybody over the head so much with the NCAA that I don't think it's an argument worth having anymore. I think it's feckless. I think that if I were to sit here and rant and rave against the NCAA anymore, I think it's a waste of everybody's time. They've been beaten. They're beaten down. They're done. They've shown that they have zero power. I don't really have to do that. So I don't need to talk about the big, bad NCAA anymore and talk about how nasty they are. However, if you really want to do some roundabout way thinking here, if you're an Ohio State fan, which I'm not anymore, NCAA might be your best friend. Can you guarantee that Jim Tressel would have been able to recruit against Urban Meyer in the future or against Nick Saban in the future? Do you believe you would have won another national title with Jim Tressel? I'm looking at this as a non-Ohio State fan.
It was not trending in a great direction.
Uh-huh.
Some of the recruiting had slipped.
Uh-huh.
So, you ended up with Urban Meyer, who brought you top five classes every year. Tressel was not doing that.
Yep. Would you end up with the type of, I would say, insane, but also rightfully so insane, expectations of Ryan Day, where 1,006 or whatever the hell his record is, isn't good enough? Because he can't beat Michigan over the last few years, because he hasn't won a national title, because he says it costs him $13 million a year to field that football team with NIL, and now more pressure than is ever before on him, even though I could try to defend Ryan Day and go, hey, man, it was wide left from whatever yards. If they would have hit that, they would have won the national title. But ifs and buts and all the other things. We can go back to John Cooper in the 90s if we wanted to with some of the ifs and buts out there. So there you go. For as much as everybody says they hate they hate the NCAA, I'd have done you a bit of a favor. Because Urban Meyer played for keeps. You lost me. You gained Urban Meyer in a national championship. I'd say that's a pretty good trade for Ohio State fans.
Urban did kind of...
And everybody still loves Jim Tressel. And Jim Tressel's still welcomed into the program.
Inadvertently, he did kind of ruin regular seasons. Urban Meyer. He made it just the Michigan game and winning national championships. The only thing
I don't think a regular Ohio State fan gives a damn about any of that. You might. I might. For talking purposes, I don't think a regular Ohio State fan cares about any of that.
The shoe has never had more... empty seats at the beginning of the year.
I'm talking regular Ohio
Puffs.
State fans, the guys who watch at their houses, the guys who watch at the bar, the guys who say they're big Ohio State fans, and I think it's something for them to do. And that's the type of fan that Ohio State, because it's a general fan base, would certainly need. That's what separates you from the haves and the have-nots. Coming up next, we have Mitch, please. Mitch, what do you have?
I got a guy who says that the Browns could get a good player at this position in any round.
Ooh. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.